The first thing I want to talk about, because this is coming up fairly soon, the city's comprehensive plan.
Yes.
For those who are not familiar with it, what is it?
So the comprehensive master plan is quite frankly what it is. It's a comprehensive plan for what the city's direction is going to be in the next 10, 15 years. The idea being that we look at the city as a whole and not just plan for one particular area, but plan for the entire city and consider what are the opportunities in the city. And these cover development opportunities, recreation opportunities, social opportunities, business, business growth, and quality of life pieces.
This was developed before you became mayor.
So we got funding to do this work before I took office. And the funding was there for, I believe, a couple of years before the process started. The process started just before I took office. And at this point, we are looking at expanding into community feedback, which was, we're hosting some community feedback sessions in the beginning of March to address, specifically to address areas and different wards in the city on how we can do better planning and development in those particular areas.
You've got public workshops planned regarding the comprehensive plan, two each on March 1st and March 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of input are you seeking from the public?
Primarily, those are focused on wards, and not just. And I do want to preface that, say, if you can't make it to your particular ward session, come to any session. If you can't make it to any session, submit the survey. If you can't submit the survey, call the office. Like, we're really looking for the public's input on a lot of these opportunities for development and how we're going to shape the community moving forward. But we're really looking to the community to help us define how do we develop these different areas of our city. If there's a specific issue or specific concern for development in your ward or in your area, we want to know about it. Our ultimate goal is to start to shape our community so that we can become a little bit more tight-knit in the neighborhoods that we live in, where if I live on Upper Margaret Street, on Northern Margaret Street, I don't have to go far to go grocery shopping or to, go to my favorite restaurant or go to a place where I can enjoy recreation. The idea being that we want people to be able to walk and bike and transport through the city easily to the places that we want to hang out and enjoy ourselves.
Speaking of plans for the city, policing. Mm-hmm. The governor has required all cities and towns in the state to create a police reform report, basically, and submit it by April. The Public Safety Citizens Review Panel for Plattsburgh submitted theirs on February 9th to the city.
Yeah.
What's your assessment of their 19 recommendations that they put forth?
Well, first off, the group did fantastic work, and I really appreciate all of the conversations they had, all the work that they put into it. It's quite thorough. It focuses on a number of concerns, including training concerns, use of force policies, recruitment policies, things like that. It's fairly wide to consider. And at this point, as per the executive order, the final piece, one of the final pieces, is to take their recommendations and create a plan on how to implement those recommendations, with the ultimate goal of getting more public feedback on the actual plan and then putting it forth to the council for approval. We got a month to do that. And that is not a lot of time to be able to accomplish all of that work. But I'm confident with the people in place and the teams involved and everybody's dedication that we will be able to accomplish that within that time frame.
Well, another policing issue that's not related to the report, I'm curious what the status is of Chief Levi Ritter. He's been on administrative leave since at least December, as I recall. And that's before you officially became mayor.
Yep.
There's been very little comment about it. Some folks believe it's in relation to a lawsuit that was filed against the police department. What can you say about what's going on there?
Unfortunately, there's not much I can say because it is an internal employee matter, and we want to keep that relatively private because it is an employee matter. And just like every employee matter, it's not just particular to this case. So there's not much I'm going to comment on that right now.
Is it going to court, whatever the situation is?
Unfortunately, I really can't quite comment on that.
Okay. Well, what is the status of lawsuits that were filed by your predecessor regarding Falcon Seaboard mm-hmm. tax revenue dispute with the town of Plattsburgh and the dispute over annexation of land yeah. near Ruger Street? Yeah. What's the status of those lawsuits?
So those are still pending. Those are still in the court. But I will say that Supervisor Cashman and I have gotten together on multiple occasions. The conversations have been progressive. They've been positive. I don't have any sort of report on how those things will get resolved. I think the sentiment is we do want to get them resolved, and we want to get them resolved in a way that's mutually beneficial to everybody, not just the city and not just the town as municipalities, but all of the other impacted groups that both decisions and both the court cases have been impacting. And so our goal right now is to continue through this process and to continue these discussions to find a way to create a mutually beneficial balance, hopefully. And that's really been our goal in these discussions.
So do you think we'll end up with a settlement rather than them being dropped altogether or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know how it's going to be. Unfortunately, I just don't know how it's going to be resolved. The goal is that we try to resolve them, and that's the ultimate, that's the underlying intention that we have. But I just don't know how they'll get resolved. We haven't come to that piece. It's mostly like, hey, let's get in a room and chat. Let's get in a room and reset relationship. Let's start talking again as municipalities, and then we'll figure out from there which way to go.
Well, as you talk with your counterpart in the town, mm-hmm. Supervisor Cashman, do you feel that the relationship between the town and city is less fractured, becoming less fractured?
Oh, 100%. And I think that we knew that going in January, that at the very least we could sit in a room together and chat and have a coffee and, you know, just be, you know, buddies, if you will, in the same room without giving each other the side eye. So it's nice to be in a room with Cashman, my town counterpart, and it's nice to talk about the future of our communities together.
One of the things that I noted in the last city council meeting, you had the council with a resolution that approved a fee structure for the rental registry mm-hmm. that the Landlord-Tenant Advisory Committee had yep. moved forward.
Yep.
And you mentioned after they did that or during the discussion of this that advisory committee was tasked with that one very narrow
yes.
Thing to work on. But there were other issues that had been raised mm-hmm. that you would like them to eventually maybe come back to work
yes.
on or the council should look at. What are some of those key items that you feel are the big landlord-tenant issues that the city really needs to address?
Yeah, I think, you know, the issues that were brought up in that process, not only what so just to step back on the purpose of that landlord-tenant advisory was to create some balance with the rental registry. When I came into office, it was noted that committee had automatically sunset per the resolution 3 months after it was created. But they had been meeting or something got mistranslated or something got lost in the translation throughout the year. I think COVID may have had a thrown a wrench in there. But when we came back to the table, fundamentally the last piece was the fee structure. And so my intention was to make sure that everybody had a seat at the table. So make sure that the building inspector could express, hey, you know, we've done some analysis on the fee. This is what we would need to execute the rental registry law. And then the landlords that were on part of that could, you know, question, hey, this is not a good idea. This is a good idea. Or what if the fee looked like this? Or what if it looked like that? There were some tenants in there, and then as well as councilors representing the city. But yeah, the goal was so that they could come up with that fee structure in a way that included all the players in the room. And I'm glad that they were able to do that. They did it quickly. They did it professionally, and which is certainly something that I appreciated. And that's the thing that we adopted. Per the discussion that they had throughout that time, there was a number of other concerns. maybe not necessarily related to the relationship between the landlords and tenants, but more quality of life things like code enforcement, garbage collection, sidewalk concerns, things like that. And that although they are certainly crucial for us to understand, like the concerns for housing and concerns for just the quality of life of housing in the city, we didn't want to lose those. So that's where we're at right now, is trying to gather a little bit more information on what those issues are, and are there already structures in place to address them, or is it something that we need to come back and fix through other means?
Do you think this is something that the city council itself will be able to work on, or are you going to need to, you know, reinstitute an advisory committee?
No, I think that the concerns that were brought up are something that we can work on as a council and internally through code enforcement or to address additional codes if that's the need for it. But I don't think that we're going to need another committee to address those concerns that were brought up. Housing in general, though, that might be a different conversation for how do we address the need for housing and the need for equitable housing, a need for housing that both addresses market rate needs as well as low income. That's something that we as a community need to address. I think that's a little bit more of a regional approach, but even in the city of Plattsburgh, I don't think it would hurt to have some type of task force to start to understand what that impact has been locally in the city.
Earlier in February, your office notified residents and the city that there had been some complaints about a weird smell in the water. And at the last council meeting, you said that there had been no further complaints, but the water system would need to be flushed with the spring thaw.
Yeah.
How would flushing it with the spring thaw help, especially if there's no longer a smell?
Yeah.
And secondarily, have they figured out what caused it?
No, I think that I don't think that there was any particular thing that was identified as the cause. I think it's one of those cyclical things that happen in the water infrastructure anyway, when we don't have the opportunity to flush, and we should be doing that once a year anyway. But that's maintenance. So us flushing come thaw, that's not going to solve the problem that happened 2 months ago or a month ago, but it's something that needs to happen on a regular basis anyway. And so that's really the approach here. As far as the concerns of water quality, you know, when we first heard about it, the first thing we did was went out and tested, make sure that it was still safe to drink, still make sure that it was still safe to consume. And we did that work in conjunction with the Clinton County Health Department. And so it really was more of a nuisance than it was a health concern.
Does this bring up any concerns about the underground infrastructure? Because there's so many cities and villages that have infrastructure underground that's over 100 years old.
Oh, sure. And we do too, right? We still do as a city as well. It's one of those things where it's you know, the day-to-day of operating a city is the infrastructure and infrastructure breakdowns. And we'll continue to mitigate those. We've identified a number of places where the sewer system needs to be upgraded, where we need to secure some of the water infrastructure, and we continue to do that work. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's still the day-to-day work as being part of a municipality, is to make sure that the pipes are clean and water's run into the houses, and, you know, you can flush your toilet.
Chris Rosenquist.
Pat Bradley.
Are you used to being called mayor yet?
I'm getting there. I'm getting there. But it's fun. We're having a good time. I mean, like, it's fun. You know, it's positive. But, yeah, it's a good time. We're having fun.
Yeah, the last time you were here, you just...
It's weird. It's weird. Mayor Rosenquist. Yeah, I don't know. Okay.
Does your son call you mayor yet?
No, my son, he's like, Daddy, you going to work? I said, yeah, Miles. He's like, are you going to be the mayor? I was like, yes, Miles, I'm going to go and be the mayor.
At least he's excited.
Yeah, it's a good time. We're having fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.